You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day, and today, 15 minutes of your 4th of July, to hear the Word of God. And I'm grateful that you've tuned in here today. Let's see, we'll play this today, and I'll probably repeat this tomorrow, so maybe it's the 5th of July, Wednesday, and you're on about your business. Maybe you're on your way to work at 7 in the morning. Maybe you're heading out to lunch at 11:45. Maybe you're heading home from work at 8, at 8:45 in the evening. You are tuned in to WGOD Radio. I'm Paul Esposito, host of this program, pastor of Island Community Church, radio station manager here as well of WMIE and WWBC for about the last 13 years now. You are about to hear the 8th sermon in a series of 9 through the book of James. So that'll play today. And again, I know most people are off on the 4th of July, so I'm going to replay this again tomorrow. So it'll play Tuesday and Wednesday, same program, looking in James chapter 4. This message is entitled Humility. Actually, I think we're going to be in chapter 5 today. It's entitled Humility is the Cure for Worldliness. You know, you find yourself a friend of the world as opposed to a friend of God. What do you do? What's the remedy for that? That's what we're looking at here today. The remedy is humility. So that's what we're going to hear starting right here in just a moment. I invite you out to Island Community Church. God's doing a great work here at the church. We've got a small church, but I'll tell you what, the Lord's really moving. This sermon series has really been powerful through the book of Romans. We're in chapter 7. That's where we're at here this coming Sunday morning. My sermon is entitled, Who Shall Deliver Me From This Body of Death? Paul's wrestling with sin. That's where we're at. And he shared his struggles with us to help us see we're not the only one sometimes that wrestles with sin. That's where we're at this Sunday morning. More on that as the week unfolds. Here now is part one of this message, Humility is the Cure for Worldliness.
Humble pie. Everybody have a slice. Picking up where we left off last week. We left off, we're in James, chapter 4, verse 4. I probably could preach on this verse for weeks. It's so relevant. James chapter 4, verse 4, it says, Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Now first, allow me to make you feel better and let's discuss what this is not. This does not mean you're not supposed to be outgoing and kind to unbelievers, because you are. Because God so loves the world, it says in the Bible, that you're siding with Him in this instance. This doesn't mean you're supposed to sell everything you have and move into a monastery, because it doesn't. Personally, I enjoy the things of this world very much that are not sin or sinful. I like computers and electronics. I like cell phones and saxophones. I like my 50-inch 4K television. I love my Mustang GT. I love the New York Mets. I love diners, drive-ins, and dives. The guy spinning the sign there. God gives us all things to enjoy. Some people in this church have got lovely homes to live in and enjoy, and that's great. Now let's draw the line here and make the distinction. If you're running for president and you are in favor and a promoter of abortion, you've lost me. And we now part company. As a child of God, you cannot support a candidate that is diametrically opposed to the Word of God. If you're being considered to be the pastor of a church that I attend, and you think marriage can be between a woman and her cat, like what's going on and is popular in England these days. Do you hear about the woman who married her cat? If you're in favor of that, you lost me. Church, you can't support any person who does not hold to God's declaration of what marriage is. These are the things that separate us. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. That's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Now you are morally responsible to side with God on this, or else. There's the rub. Nothing wrong with enjoying the things in this world, but you can't support somebody like that. Because God's word is clear. Because if you don't, that is, side with God, then you've changed sides, like I said last week. And James calls that open hostility towards God. Not a position you want to be at, right? The Apostle Paul informs us, those that are proof of these things are just as guilty as those that practice them. Where's that in the Bible? Romans 1:32. Isn't that funny? You know, all of a sudden, your son or daughter is homosexual, and you think you're doing God a favor by siding with them and telling them what they do is fine. You've done the exact opposite. Paul warns you not to do something like that. Because you're just as guilty if you approve of those who do it. And I draw the line there. If I had a son and found out he was homosexual, me and him would now part company. Regarding my approval of him, not my love for him. There's a difference. You've got to stand up for the truth. They'll respect you later for it. Don't change positions when it's contrary to the word of God. That's when all that stuff you accumulated means nothing. God will bless and has blessed you with good things. Just stand up for him. Stand up for the word. Don't change viewpoints. It's when you change and side against God, you see, there's the rub. There's the friendship with the world. And that's how you become open hostility towards God. I challenge any pastor to go on CNN and declare on there for all to see that you believe marriage is between a man and a woman. And I guarantee you, you will not be a friend of the world anymore. The world might be your friend, perhaps, holding to that viewpoint. Or else right here at Island, I will not marry people that are not members of this church. I will not do your funeral if you're not a member of this church. Because since I'm not a friend of the world, since I refuse to abide by all their inclusive love and acceptance, I won't allow this church either to be vulnerable to the persecution from the world. At least not if I can help it. While yet always remembering the words of our Lord and Savior, has said, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. But I've got it set up, I won't do those things. Because I have to protect this church. I'm not going to side with the world on that. But I can't pick and choose my fights, my battles. It's got to be the same for everyone. You know, people have called here before. They wanted to rent this church out for a wedding, and I can't do that. I say, no, sorry, you can't do that. Because if I open up the door and allow you to get married, then we have to open up the door and allow anyone to get married. And if I pick and choose which ones I'm going to let to get married, this church starts paying property taxes. And is no longer a 501c3 because of me. And that can't happen. It's got to be the same. I stick with the word of God. Always walk with him. Always stick to what he says in his word. Now, in the following verses here, James is going to give us his cure for being a friend of the world. And that's the title for today's message, which is Humility Cures Worldliness. We're in James. Let's pick it up in verse 5 of James 4. Actually, let's pick it up again, verse 4. Get the context here. This time, I'm going to read this from my New King James, only because verse 5 is confusing in the King James. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whoever, therefore, wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Notice how you've done it to yourself. And I don't get it. I mean, don't you hate what your father hates? Don't you out here, don't you love what your father loves? Don't you hate what your father hates? Then how can you do this? How can you willingly, it says you make yourself, how can you willingly be a friend of this world? Knowing it's poking God in the eye. How can you do that? Where do you stand? I think I know where everyone stands here. I'm not sure, though, on the radio or on the podcast who's listening to this. James says, if you want to be a friend of the world, and people want to be a friend of the world, why? Because they want their acceptance, right? We all want the acceptance of people. Let me encourage you and not slam you. Seek and gain the acceptance of God, not the acceptance of men. Right? Let's seek his acceptance. Because once God is on your side, like one of my favorite expressions, right? Look out, world. If God be, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, Darren is preaching this last Sunday night. If God be for us, who can be against us? Get God on your side and look out, world. Love what God loves. Who does God love? People. Hate what God hates. What does God hate? Sin. Taking advantage of innocent people, widows and orphans. People destitute or down and out. These six things the Lord hates. Seven are an abomination to him. Read it. It's Proverbs 6:16.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.